Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, today we're going to do two topics. We're going to do tipas chalav shenafla al k'teira mibachutz. Not an easy topic in the Shach and Taz. And then we'll also go to Se'if Tes and end up discussing ladles. It made sense before starting the sugya of Zeya to give you a little bit more time to work on that. And I had something interesting that I wanted to share with you. About that. Okay, so in Simin Sadi Beis Sif Hei, in the tour, we have three different shitas that about a tipa that falls on the outside of a kli. There's no Gemara Maseches Chulin about a tipa that falls outside a kli, but there is a Gemara in Zvachim on Sadi Vavam Beis that Bishol's Mefapeya. The Kol HaKli. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes that Gemara in Sif Hei. And what we're going to start with are four Shitas HaRishonim of how to deal with the Tipa that falls on the outside of the Kli. And we'll see, first what we'll do is just outline those four Shitas, and then we'll see how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So let's take a look at the Tur. Says the Tur, Tipas Chalav Shenafa Al Kedera She'etzel Eish Milachutz Afilu Im Yesh B'Tavshil She'Bekedera Shishim, Kenegeta, any Yacholavatla, Vimkain Hatipa Oseris. According to the first opinion in the tour, if you have a tipa that falls on the outside, so then the Tavshil cannot be Vatal, it will be Oseris Hakdera Kol Svivasel, Vinesar Hatavshil Shebo. This is the Shita of the Smag. Shita of the Smag is that the tipa will spread throughout the kedera. It will never go into the tavshil. It spreads up and down in the kedera, but in other words, vertically, but never horizontally. And therefore, it's going to aser the kedera and the tavshil that's inside of it. On the other extreme, that's the shita of the smag. On the other extreme is the shita of the raivon that really... It's hard to get the shita of the Raivan, even though the Raivan's shita is very, very important. From the Tur Beis Yosef, there's a slight reference to it in the Beis Yosef at the end of Sif Katan Zayin when he quotes Kasa Mordechi. But the shita of the Raivan is in, I photocopied it for you, and it's quite clear in the Mordechi itself. It's on the other side of the page. And he's the other extreme. The Mordechi in Chulin is of the opinion that if you have a tipa that falls on the outside, it's true that the Gemara in Zvachim says that it'll be mifapeya, but why would it aser throughout the kli? But why would it aser the entire kli? The assumption that the smag and ruba rishonim are making is that the reason it'll aser the entire kli is because the tipas chalav is going to mix with the blios in the treifa pot. And what's going to happen is you're going to say chaticha nasis nevela on the entire pot, and therefore the entire pot is going to aser everything else. That's the shita of the smag, and we'll see. In theory, many rishonim will agree with that. The Raivan comes along, and the Raivan says, yeah, you could live with the Gemara in Zvachim and come to the conclusion that everything's going to be mutter, not everything is going to be aser. And the reason for that is because who says there's chanan on blios? Who says there's chanan on blios? And the Mordechi quotes it in this edition. It's page Vav on the second column that he says that there isn't going to be any blios, any chanan on blios. So the only time you're going to have chanan is when you have the an item itself, a chefza itself. But blios, it's not. There's not going to be a problem. Aval acholav hanivlak b'kdeira, he says, no problem whatsoever. There isn't going to be any iser at all. Because the kdeira itself, assuming that the only shayla is on the kdeira itself, there's not going to be any iser. If you take a look, the Gra quotes this all the way lahalacha within a kula of the mechaber, all the way at the end of the sugya. The Gra quotes this in Sif Katan Lamid Dalid. We won't do the context there in the Shulchan Aruch. Gemasha kasa mordech b'shem Ravon, de lo arminam bebelua chaticha nas nevela klal. Then when it comes to blios, we don't say chaticha nasas nevela at all. So those are going to be the two extremes. One is going to say that the entire kedera is aser, that's going to be the smag. And the other extreme is going to be the Ravon, who says that there's no problem blios at all. We're going to see in a few cases, Allah halamaisa, we're going to rely on that. But most instances, we're going to end up with the shitos in between, particularly the shita of the smack as opposed to the maram mirutimberg. Those are going to be the two middle shitas. We're going to go to the smack because the smack is the one that is most lahalach, and then I'll just give maram mirutimberg honorable mention. In terms of the extremes, so we have number one is shita of the smag, who says that the keder is always going to be aser. The Raivan, who says that's entirely mutter. To the right of the Raivan is going to be the shita of the smak, who is going to say that in many instances, both the keder and the tafshil are going to be aser, but it depends on what happens to the tipa, as we're going to see. So that would be, we're going to see this, the Maram Mirutenberg is even more machmer than the smak, so if you're looking at it on a sense of a scale, so then this will be closest to the shita of the Raivan in terms of its rate of leniency. Let's take a look at the smack, and then I'll take your questions, Jake. Ubesefer mitzvahs kasaf shim nafla keneged atavshil. I'm back in the tour. Ein sarach elashishim keneged atipa shemefapas nefnim v'havile ki'ilu nafla v'tavshil. Says the smack, if it falls keneged atavshil, so then I disagree with the smag. The smag had said that it only moves horizontally. No, it'll move vertically as well, and therefore it'll become batel within the tafshil. However, the smag says, you're not going to have that luxury if it falls keneged arekan. Vim nafla b'makam arekan, but if it falls not keneged tafshil, but rather it falls by an empty area, v'him if apas b'dofen akderat samach larotev. The poskim explain, v'himif apas means where choshesh, that the tipa is going to move vertically up until the rotev. If it hits the rotev, then the rotev would be mevatalit. But the chshash is, that how do you know it's going to go all the way into the rotev? Maybe it won't go to the rotev, it'll stop right before the rotev. Kol kach she'en shishim negra tipa, hare nesaros ha'mokom shel akdera, then that area of the kdera is going to become aser. Continues the smack in the tour. Vim yara atavshil derech mokam akder shenesar. And if you're going to pour it over the area that's aser, you aser atavshil, then it'll make the tavshil aser. Vizet hakanto shenichenu kach v'lo yigaba ad sheitzdanin. And what you could do is then leave it until it cools down, and then pour the food out, so then it won't absorb the iser. But if it falls keneged arekan, then in such a case, then we have to be choshesh that's not bottled. And if you pour the food over it, it's going to make the food aser. Notice, there's nothing mefurish in either of these cases in the smack, what exactly the status of the kedera is. I would have thought that the kedera is mutter if it's keneged atavshil, and it's aser if it's keneged arekan. That's what I would have thought, but we're going to see that that is a question within the poskim. So, this is lahalacha. Let's take a look and see how the mechaber quotes it, Simin Sadi Beis Sifhe, Tipas Cholav, Shenofa Lakder She'etzel Eishmi Befutz, Im Nofla Keneged Atavshil, if it falls, Keneged Atavshil, Ein Tzarechel Shishim Neged Atipa. You only need Shishim against the Tipa, Shemifapes Lefnim. Vahavikilu Nofla Betavshil, Vim Nofla B'mokam Arekan, Vihim Mifapas B'dofen Akdera Ad Samach L'Rotev, that means we're Choshesh, that it's going to be mefapeas, kol kach she'en shishim neged atipa, harei nesar osa mokum akdera, v'miyara atavshil derech mokum akdera shenesar, harei yasar atavshil, mamish word for word. V'zet takanto she'en yichenu kach v'lo yiga ba ad she'en itstani. Baruch ato adeinu eleinu cholam sham kong yeh b'dvarav. I did not explain exactly why the smack says everything is mutter, in the case of where it falls, keneged atavshil, and the devil is in the details. So we're going to see that the Shach explains it one way. Jake was ma'orer to me that the Taz explains it a different way. And I realized that the more and more I learn the sugya, Jake, that there are going to be nafkaminas in your ha'ara, but the standard way of explaining the smack in all of its detail, because I didn't give all the details in the smack, is in the shach. So let's go with the shach in Sifkat and Yuches, who explains exactly why, in the case of where it falls keneged akdera, it's going to be mutter. So says the shach Sifkat and Yuches, tipa shenafal dofen hakli, misafkelom beperek dam chatas, imifapeh v'cholakli lo. His presentation of the Gemara in Zvachim is that the Gemara wasn't sure if it's mefapeh. Hilkach, kishenafla neged arotev, when it falls parallel to food, v'yesh barotev shishim neged atipa, and there's 60 keneged atipa, mutter memanushach, then it's mutter memanushach. Imefapeh b'cholakli, if you say that it's going to be mefapeh b'cholakli, Harenis batel. So here, the Shach understands that the smack's logic is as follows. That if it is going to extend horizontally, what's going to happen will be batel b'chol akli. V'amevin yavin, that's going to be different than the smack who says that makes the entire kli aser. He says, no, it's not going to make the entire kli aser. It's going to become batel. V'im eina mifapeya. If you don't understand that, maybe that's fine. We're going to focus on the smack. V'im eina mifapeya, but if it's not mifapeya, az lo yasar, then it won't make the kli aser. So mamanushach, either it's mifapeya b'chol akli, or it's not mifapeya b'chol akli, and then it's local. It'll stay local. Klomar, im eina mifapeya kli, az lo yasar mishon de mistama mifapas nifnim. Because it's not going to stay in that place. What's going to do is going to go inside. V'havi ki'ilu nafla b'tavshil kach pirish beis Yosef. The beis Yosef says, mamanushach, either it's going to spread out throughout the kli and it'll become batel within the kli, if it's going to go horizontally, disagreeing with the smag who says it's going to make everything usser. No, it's going to become batel. And if it's going to stay in its local spot, then it's going to go into the food. What happened if it fell keneged a reikon? Why are we more machmir? Continues the shach. Avol benafam bereikon, but if it falls keneged a reikon, shem efapeh bedofen akdera, atzamach lerotev, kol kach she'en shisha min atipa, v'nasa osam mixes kli nevela. It's going to be mefapeh bedofen akdera till close to the rotev, and then that area is going to be aser. And that is why you can't pour over that area, because maybe it wasn't mifapeya b'chol akli. If it wasn't mifapeya b'chol akli and it didn't become batel, then that area is going to be aser. You can't pour the food over that area. Jake, fire away. What do you want to ask?
It was just within the Rivon that he says, the reason he says there's going to be no fanal is just because there's
Is it? That's how I understood, yeah. That's how the Gros seems to present it in Lamed Dalet. That there's not enough chashivas to create chatich anasis nevela. Okay. I mentioned to you that we would give honorable mention of the fourth shita. So if you look back into the tour, so the tour quotes the shita that is not accepted la halacha, and he doesn't go with any of these compromises. He says that at the end of the day, we have to be choshesh that absorbed into the kli, and that is the shita of the Maharam Rutenberg, and then there's going to be chanan on that area of the kli. Take a look in the Maharam Rutenberg, v'kasa in the tour, v'kasa Maharam Rutenberg, she'im yesh b'tavshel shishim, pam shishim, keneged atipa, mutter, sha'atipa eino seres, ela at shishim kenegda. The tipa is going to make the area of the kedera asur, if they're up until shishim kenegda. So we have to be choshesh that tipa is going to come 60 times asur, and we don't assume that's going to be batel either horizontally or vertically. So that entire area is going to be asur. V'miyesh b'tavshel shishin keneged osam shishin mutter. So you need 60 times 60. The difference, one of the differences between the Maharam and the Smak, how we paskin, is he doesn't allow for the possibility that the tavshel will be mevatel that tipa, like the smak had suggested. And therefore, that entire area is going to become asur. Therefore, 60 times that tipa will asur everything else. If, however, you have 60 times that 60, which is 3,600, tavshil keneged the tipa, then it will be mevatelit. This is honorable mention because, essentially, we don't accept the shita of the Maharam in Rutenberg lehalacha. Okay, so far we had the psak that we're mechalik between keneged a reikon and keneged hatavshil. and we had the Shach's explanation. The Shach goes on in Sifkat and Yutes, and the Shach, however, introduces two tremendous chumras of how he understands the Psak of the Mechaber. Comes along the Shach, and he says in Sifkat and Yutes, Ein tzarech el shishim kenegat tipa, hainu lahatir tafshil. You don't need 60. That means that the tafshil, rephrase that. You'll need shishim kenegat the tipa, and then it'll be mutter. That is only to be matir the tafshil. Aval hakdeira mikol makom asura. But the gedeira is still going to become aser. The gedeira is aser. Where did he get this from? He says, Kimosha Kosav Arab Bisivov. The Kah Kosav Torah Schatos. And this is what is written in Torah Schatos. Of course, the Torah Schatos is written by the Ramah. So let's take a look. His reference to Sivov is very important. Sivov, the Ramah there says, in all instances, HaKedera Have Asura. The Kedera is going to be Asur. And that is from the Isser Veheter Ha'aruch. Why would that be so? So the opinion of the Shach in Sifkat and Chav Zayin is that the reason why it's Aser is Mishum Dechayshinon Shemalo Pipeya Hakol Lefnim. So the Shach understands as follows. The Shach understands that the Ramah and the Isser Veheter, who were going Beikve the Smak, said as follows. The Smak tells us that as far as the Tavshil is concerned, if it falls Keneged HaTavshil, then there's no reason to Aser the Tavshil. And the reason for that is Mamarshach. If the tipa moved vertically, it was batal v'tocha kli. If it moved horizontally, then it was batal v'tocha tafshil. That's regards to the tafshil itself. But how do you know for sure, that all of the tipa got out of the kli? Maybe there's still a little bit of tipa that's left. And if there's a little bit of tipa that's left, then you have a fleishig kli with tipa schalav inside. Those were the words of the Shach in Sifkatan Chav Zayin, commenting on the Isser V'Heter Aruch. That Isser V'Heter Aruch is the same source for the Torah Schatas in Klal Nun Vav, as Rabbi Oren showed me. And therefore, the Shach is just developing this idea, and that is that you have to be Choshesh, that the Tipa still remains, and that's the same thing that the Ramah is going to paskin in Sif Vav. That's how the Shach explains this halacha. And therefore, not only is the kli going to be usher, if the tiba falls shelo keneged atavshil, even if the kli falls keneged atavshil, he understands that from the iser veheter, the halach is that the kedera is still going to be usher. It's quite a chiddush, because I would have thought that if we're going to say that it's that the tavshil is mutter because the tiba went out, that means that the tiba went out into the tavshil. But the shach says we have to be choshesh that. Based on the Isser V'Heter Aruch, that it still didn't go out entirely. Then, and this I didn't notice the first time, I don't think I taught this the first time, then the Avrichim pointed out to me, the Shach has another Chumrah over here, and that is, V'ye'ore miyad ha-tavshil b'tzad acher. Not only is the tavshil going to, is the keder going to be usher, you have to immediately pour out the tavshil on the other side. You have to pour out the tafshil on the other side. So here it's very, very unclear why that's so. We got stuck in Seder, a few guys got stuck in Seder yesterday with that. The standard explanation that's given is because if you're going to allow it to sit, so then, in such a case, you'll be relying on mevatlin iser lechatchila, that the tafshil will be being mevatl, that tipa, inside of the kli. So therefore, the halacha is that you have to immediate. So what's the bittul iser lechatchila over here? The bittul iser lechatchila is by allowing it to sit, you might be allowing the tavshil to be mevatel that tipa. So therefore, you have to pour out the other end so as not to allow for bittul iser lechatchila. This is a tremendous chiddush. I didn't notice it the first time. I never would have thought of such a thing, although we'll see in a moment it's correct bidas hashach on some level. That the shach, that's the pshat in the shach. He says, "Mikol makom asura v'yar miyad atavshul tzadcher." We're going to see shortly that the taz is not going to require this at all. At all, the taz is not going to require this. But this is the chumrah of the shach. In sifkat and chaf, we're going to first learn the whole sif according to the shach. Then we'll learn mirtzashem the sif according to the to the Taz. If you don't mind, Shul, let me just finish according to the Shach, the whole Sif, and then we'll come back. The Shach and Sif Katan Chaf explains what is the Pshat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, "Vim Yore Atavshil Derech Hakdera Nesar Hare Yeasar Atavshil." It'll make the Tavshil Aser if there isn't Shishim Keneged Hatipa. Says the Shach, "Myri kishem b'tavshul shishim keneged osa makom." V'nira, says the Shach, I'm skipping something, the shishim keneged shishim, because that's not necessary for us right now. V'nira demikol makom, ein la'aras hatavshul derech osa makom hakdera, the ein levatel iser lechatchila, says the Shach. What happens if you did have shishim keneged the tipa? So then, in such a case, then it won't become aser, says the Shach. But you still shouldn't pour it on that side where the tipa is, like the Mechaber told us to pour it on the other side, because you'll be violating the rule of ein levatelin iser lechatchila. So we see the Shach understands that any time that the tipa is sitting inside the kedera, even if you could be mevatel it, you can't, because that will be a mevatel in Issa Chatchil. So it's a similar theme that you have in Sifkat and Yutes, although here you're doing it biyadayim. In Sifkat and Yutes, you had to pour it out before it becomes batel, the tipa on the side. Sifkat and Chaf is even more mechudash. Okay, but that's what the Shach tells us in Sifkat and Yutes. Tov. Yes, Shua.
We're saying this other shach, not pouring, this is within Makom Reikon or Makom Reikon?
No. If you take a look at Yutes, it's talking even, it's Keneged Atavshil.
I'm saying Yutes is not talking, oh, you're about Atavshil.
Right, it's going Keneged
Atavshil. He's just assuming that, that the Bittul's not happening yet.
That's right. And right. So no, the Bittul doesn't happen on inside the Kli. The Bittul's not going to happen inside the Kli. Dahainu, that there's going to be a tipa that's going to be left inside of the utensil.
And so, he's saying that you should spill it out, miyad atashul tzara aher.
Right.
Even though we assume that there's bittul with atashul.
Right. That it could, and you could be being mevatel the whole thing.
Doesn't the point is we're assuming that the bittul didn't happen yet.
Correct. Doesn't happen to the thing.
Yes. Yeah, so what they're saying, what's that assumption that it's not happening?
Okay, that would get into the Chamudei Daniel and Yad Yehuda that we've discussed in the past. It probably takes a while. It's sitting on the outside, starting out on the outside of
the time you actually spill, it's more than shots. Like that's
takes
more than
takes. Okay, I guess it seems to make sense to me that this is, we're not talking about two foods that are touching each other directly. We're talking about tipa that fell on the outside. That would take a little bit of time. Yeah.
How is it possible that that you have the pot being treif?
The answer is that's a chshash. It's not, it's the, what we have is a chshash. Yes, Rabbi.
Sifkat and Chaf, I thought that the Shach was specifically only saying just in if it's shishim keneged shishim.
Correct. Correct. Ein hachanami. Yes. But what I mean to bring out in Chaf is that we have this halacha of Ein Mevatel Nisluchatchila. Rav Oren is adding is that that's within the shita of the Maharam Rutenberg. Those poskim who say that you would have bittel when you have shishim keneged shishim, we mentioned that shita earlier. Ein hachanami. Okay. Now, the Taz has a different understanding of the Sif. The Taz says that the pshat and the smak is a little bit different. Take a look at the Taz Yud Zayin. The Taz says, "Be'isav hetar arch b'shem smak kasav zed derech memanusha." Im mifapel atocharotiv, again, we're talking within shitas hasmak la locha. If it's mifapel atocharotiv harin spatal tipa b'shishim, that tipa is going to be bottled into the shishim. Vim einav lefapel asocha mima yeaser. And if it's not mifapea inside, how is it going to become aser? So what does that mean, v'maye aser? So if you take a look, the Taz in your test says it a little bit sharper when quoting the smack. He says, one side is if it could be that it's going to be mifapea inside the rotev. And if it's not going to be mefapeh in the rotev, it's not going to move from its place at all. It's going to stay in its place. It's not going to move to us or anything in the kedera. That's how the Taz quotes the svara of the smak. So, okay, Jake pointed that out to me. That's a slightly different svara. And the Taz then in Yutes, later I found that the Taz, the Farish in Yutes, says that his pshat that he quoted from the Yisr V'Heter is not the way the Beis Yosef understood it. But that is actually directly connected to the Taz's own shita in regards to the status of the kedera. We mentioned that the Shach says that the kedera is going to be asur because we're choshesh that it's not, that it's not going to leave. However, the Taz in Sifkat and Yud Zayin says, halfway through, quotes the Marashal. V'rashal kosav af ha-kedera muteres min adin levashel ba. The kedera is going to be mutter. Why? Because according to the Taz, there's no reason why the kedera should become usher. Either, what are the two possibilities? Why was the tavshel mutter? The tavshel was mutter either because it went inside of the food, or it stayed on the outside. It didn't go anywhere. Ein azazel mikomo. So there's no reason in the world to make it usher. At least according to the Shach, it went inside. It for sure went inside. Maybe it went to the tavshel. Maybe it didn't get bottled throughout. So there's a little bit more room, even though it's difficult, even according to the Shach, there's a little bit more room to say the tipa is going to become usher. But according to the Taz's second sad from the Yisrael Atav Aruch, it's ein azazel mikomo at all. It's not going to affect the isser. So Jake Sa'ara, I realized from the Ber Hetev, it's not me, the Ber Hetev spells this all out, Sifkat and Tezvav, he doesn't say it in this yeshivish way, but we'll say in the yeshivish way, and that is, the Taz and Shach are l'shitasam dainu. According to the Shach, who says that the Tut Stadim to be Mekel are, that either there's a possibility, either it went into the Tavshul, or it spread throughout the Kedera, so in both those possibilities, there is also a possibility that it just stuck in the kedera itself, and then the kedera is going to become aser. But according to the Taz, either one possibility was that it went into the tavshil, so he didn't entertain any possibility that it didn't go into the tavshil, so that means it either went into tavshil, or it's ein azazel mikomo. So there's no reason to make the kedera aser. Hence, the Taz is being l'shitasoi by quoting the Marashal, by saying that the kedera is going to be mutter. We pointed out, just one second, we pointed out, then Sifkat and Vav, how do we come out? La halacha, the Ramah is closer to this position of the Kedera being Aser, but it could be the Ramah was only saying that when he says Aser Kedera Ave Aser is in a case of where it is not Keneged HaTavshil. And the Shach was being Machmir even in the case of where it's Keneged HaTavshil. So Jake Sa'ara might be a very, very important Ha'ara, and it turns out that the Ber Hetev in Sifkat and Tezvav, it's an uncharacteristic Ber Hetev, it's a whole shtickle Torah. The Ber Hetev, if I could anticipate what Avram is going to ask, the Ber Hetev points out that even within the Shach, it's not 100% smooth to say it's Aser. He just says, within the Shach, it's a little bit more understandable to say that it's Aser. Even within the Shach Svaris, both the Svaris itself could still leave us with the kedera being mutter, because if you say either it was mefapeh b'kol ha-kedera, so then it was mefapeh b'kol ha-kedera is mutter, or it was mefapeh into the tafshul, it was mefapeh into the tafshul is mutter. But says the Ber Hetev, he's not convinced why the Shach would say the kedera is aser, but he knows why the Taz will say for sure that the kedera is mutter. And that is because the Taz didn't leave any possibility for the tipa being anywhere inside of the kedera. Hence, the machlokas between Taz and Shach is totally on Jake's observation. Misameach. Okay, so that is in regards to the sif according to Mechaber and the way the Shach explained it. Go ahead, Binyamin, then Rav.
So for the Taz, if it's not mitapeh, that means that it doesn't enter the pot at all. Just stays on the outside?
So that was a little unclear to me. How did the Talmidim HaYikarim understand it? What does it mean, Eina Zazam in Koma?
Yeah, just make one part. I thought that it makes one part.
Yeah, so, well, that, right. The Ber Hetev clearly does not understand that you're...
It stays on the outside of the pot. It doesn't go in. The pot has a thickness to it, so it's staying on the outside.
Things like that makes more sense. Then you're saying either the tipo is mefafeh or it isn't. According to the Shach, you're saying either it's mefafeh vertically or horizontally, which is a bit strange.
Well, I mean, at the end, I'm not That question I'm not so bothered by. Why? Because we saw Rishonim who hold that it's mafapea vertically, and the Rishonim who hold that it's mafapea horizontally. So Shach is looking at it as a posek, and he says his Rebbe, this Rebbe was chashdez vertical, this one's horizontal, so it's going to be chashdez for both. That's a b'derech hapsak. Now we're going back away from b'derech hayeshivas. B'derech hapsak, that makes a lot of sense to be chashdez for both.
Either we manage that it's going in or it's staying put. According to the Shach, your koshish said there are two sides that are a little difficult. It's going in and down.
And down. Right.
Right. The side to be
right. Right. Unless once you accept all the possibilities, then anything can happen.
Okay, I got you.
It becomes more acrobatic. Rav Ram, okay?
I thought the Shach was just to be shot in the Ramaz Chumrah. In the Ramaz Chashash, that thing.
Which Shach? Chav Zayin or Yotes?
Chav
Zayin. Agreed.
So the Taz could agree to that.
What? What? How's the Taz going to learn that?
Why can't he agree? He could agree to that.
He could. He could. But the Berahetev says that Keneged Atavshil, it doesn't sound like he's going to agree with that. That's the Berahetev's one. Keneged Atavshil, it doesn't sound like he's going to agree with it. A lot of variables here. Okay. Let's jump to being Machriya LaHalacha. That's always exciting. Achaval, I don't have the Chachmas Adam here, but you should. There is a important psak in Shulchan Aruch that's not followed in Shulchan Aruch. It's an important psak nevertheless. In Sadi Tes Zayin in Taruvas, we have an important psak that's often used as a sniff by the poskim, and the Chachmas Adam pulls this out. This is a Torah's Habayis of the Rajba, a wild chidush. Take a look at, you should know this. Tzadi Tez Zayin. Im Nivla Iser Mu'at Otof Kli Kosher, Im Darko Shal Osa Kli L'Shtamish Bo B'Shefa, Heter Mutu L'Shtamish Bo L'Chatchila. It's a fascinating heter. If you have a Kli, says the Mechaber in Tzadi Tez, that if you have a Kli that absorbs a tiny bit of Iser, and the nature of that Kli is to absorb, to have a lot of food in it, so then the Rajba says that Kli won't never become Aser. Why? Even though it's possible to have a small amount of Kli Aser and Asing everything else, but what's going to happen is the first time you pour out of that large Kli, the food is going to be Vatal, that's that small type of Iser. It's a brilliant heter of the Torah Habayis. And it finds its way in Shulchan Aruch, even though Minhag HaPoskim is not to use this as L'chatchila. In other words, if we use this Psak, so then if a housewife called you up and she said, oh, a drop of something fell on, you say, oh, it's a large kli, heter gomer. That's it. But minhag morim is not to use this, but as a tziruf, the morim do. So the Chachmas Adam in Simin Mem, Klal Mem Hei, Ois Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, says that if you have a kli gadol, so then he thinks you could, even if the shach is gonna be right, and in certain instances, we're here, we're going to aser the kli, he thinks that there's room to be makel, possibly even in the Ramaz case, then we could be makel, because anyhow we know that there are those who are makel, but kli gadol. So this is, it's kedai to learn from this Chachmas Adam. We don't have this shaila happening very often, the tip of b'chutz me'akder, although it can happen, but in many ways, it's also good to learn the Klalei HaPsak from the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam used this Shulchan Aruch in his, and so it's important for you to have that Psak in your back pocket. Yes?
I don't understand. The case in Sadi Tez Zayin, when it falls Keneged HaTavshil or Shlo Keneged HaTavshil? Or does it not make a difference?
Let's say there was no Tavshil at all inside. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't Bechutz, it was Befnim. There was let's say you had a large industrial pot, and there was a tiny bit of Iser that fell that was inside, was cooked inside, or fell on the side. So then, in such a case, then says the Rajba, you'll always be mevatel it. You have no chash. What's your chash?
What about the people? Why
would not
just
that? What about no? Let's say it was chaylif. We're not concerned about Chanan.
Chanan
by Shari Surim. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, when we do Tzadi Tez Zayin, we'll have to pound it out. It's interesting. It's the Mechaber. It's the Rajba. So it might.
Not I know. That's what I'm saying. Halacha.
Right. Okay. But the Chachma Sanhedrin is willing to use it because, again, if it's standard psak, if the Mechaber thought it was the basic psak, then it would be almost a sveikel. It's like if it's Mechol Shachtaz, then you'll be able to use it as a Tziruf Lahakel. Okay. Yeah.
Can
Rabbi
just
report
it? In which Tziruf was the Chachma Sanhedrin?
Oh, so. The answer is, the MS is, I don't remember exactly which Siri was talking about. He was willing to use it. I'm not, what I'm a supik is whether he was using in the Machlokas Shachtaz or he was using in the Ramah. That's my suffix, and unfortunately I don't have my Chachma Sadam here. If someone wants to run and bring it from my office, we could do that also. Yes, Avram.
Just to go back to the Shach giving
Yes.
Is it so pashut that we say that there is a problem being a battle iser lekatfila by Basar Chala?
No, it's a Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Kuf Ches. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chedushim says that there is no bittul iser lekatfila by Basar B'chalav because there's no din of iser outside of tam. So either there is tam or there is no tam. So the question is whether that's relevant over here. That Rabbi Kiva Eger will be relevant here.
But also just early in Sadi Beis, how would the Shach explain if a piece of Tifa's column that falls on Khatifa that I'm near, Mitkila,
right.
And it's Mutter.
Right. So
is the Beis Yosef himself asked that question?
Right. There is a
Dune. He didn't deal with being Batu Sar Khatfila. He didn't deal with why it's a problem being what he's saying.
He quotes Maria Bua, if you don't know about it.
That's the second case.
All right, we'll continue with this Melchamta Shel Torah later. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so let's continue on the Ramah in Sifhei. V'dafka, ima kedera yishana, aval imi chadasha b'chol inyein tzarech shishim rak neged atipa shenaf ole'a, and that we already made reference to on Thursday when we said that the only time you're going to have problems of chanan on the blios is by a kedera yishana, where the pot was already fleishix. If the pot was not fleishix, then one would not have that problem. Continues the Mechaber. Nagu involved. Nagu ha'olam lesar. Ha'kishenafa al-dofen shlo k'neged ha'rotev. The minhag ha'olam is to prohibit it when it falls on the dofen shlo k'neged ha'rotev. V'dafke kishenafa boset sad she'enya k'neged ha'esh. Avol nafal k'neged ha'esh mutar she'esh sarfo miyabshon. If it falls by the fire, so then in such a case, one could be mako. But otherwise, the minhag ha'olam is to be machmir. Why in the world would be machmir? If it was shelo keneged harota, why would you ask her the tafshil? So the Gra explains beautifully in Sifkatan Chavtes. Right? In other words, why should it be usher? The kedera, I understand, is usher, but why the food? So it says the Gron, Chavtes, the Chayshinan Shema Ol Achakach Pamachas, Resichas Hakder Lo Osam, Mixas Hakder Shenesra. So the Minhag Hamorim is to be Machmir, because we're choshesh that the food is going to jump up. In other words, what do I mean jump up? It's not going to defy gravity, but one time when you're moving the pot around, so you'll lean it in one direction, which was once. Kenegad Arekon, and now it's going to be by the Tavshil, and therefore Aser it. And then the Mechaber says, but if it's Kenegad Aish, then we could rely on the fact that the Aish is Sarfo Umiyavsho. Continues the Mechaber halfway through Vav, V'dafka B'dav Remuot K'gon Tipa. That only applies to something like a Tipa. Avalim Nafal Harbe Ein Lahatir, Afilim Nafal Kenegad Aish. If the Tipa that felt Kenegad Aish is burnt, then that's fine. But if you have a large amount, then in such a case you'd have to be machmer. Elam kain keneged arotev al yidei shishim. The only exception would be is if it's keneged arotev, and then you would need shishim. Continues the Ramah. Va'az hakdera v'asura. So that we were masbir according to the Shach. That the kedera is going to be asur. Afil yesh shishim etavshel keneged atipa shenafla. And we also have to do the same thing we did last time, and that is pour it keneged hatipa, shlo keneged hatipa. Then bishlo bekeder tavshel acher dino kamal pam risham. Once the keder is aser, so then in such a case, then it could aser next food that is being cooked inside of it as if the pot is entirely prohibited. Says the Mechaber in Zayin, Yesh mi shematir b'shos hadchak. Now the Raivon makes his appearance. The Mechaber, at least the way the Gra understands it, we're going to learn first according to the Gra. The Mechaber says, but you should know that even though we said that Keneged HaReikon is going to be Aser because of Minhag HaMorim, and Keneged HaTavshil, according to the Shach, we saw the Kedera is still going to be Aser. And Keneged HaReikon, as we said, not only is the Kedera going to be Aser, we have to be Choshesh that the food is going to become Aser. All of this, Yesh Mi Shematir B'Shas HaTchak. There's some who say that we don't have to worry. Kigon Be'er Shabbos, Afilu Shalok Keneged HaRotev, Afilu Shalok Keneged Eish, Al Yidei Shishim. That all you need is Shishim to be Mevatel. Explains the Taz and Sifkat and Chavdalid, Pirish B'Shishim B'Tavshil Neged HaTipa L'Chud. You'll have to be Choshesh that if it falls Keneged HaTavshil, that the Tipas Cholav is going to go into the Tavshil, but as long as you have Shishim Keneged HaTipa, then that's going to be enough. Now, I am a little biased to the Gra. I think the Gra's Mahalach over here is the Derech HaMelech. Comes along the Gra and Lamedal that we already made reference to, that this is going according to the Ravon, that says that we don't say Balua by Chaticha Nasas Nevela, we don't say Chaticha Nasas Nevela by Blios. And therefore, he disagrees on all the above. Everything that we learned on above, one could be Mekel. However, both the Shach in Lamed, as well as the Taz in Sifkatan Chav Gimel, are not so charitable. They say that we could be Mekel Shlo Keneged HaEish, but says the Taz in Chav Gimel, Kasa Marshal Mikol Mokom HaGdera Asura. The Marshal says that the Gdera is going to be Asur. Deshema Lo Mifapeya Lefnim. He still has the Chash that it's not going to be Mifapeya Lefnim. So the Taz is still playing with the previous chashos. He's still playing with the previous chashos that maybe you're going to say Chanan on the Kli. It seems to me that the Derech HaMelech is to say that no, that what's going on over here is that we're paskening like the Raivon, and once we're paskening like the Raivon, then it's going to be Mutter. If you take a look, the Beragola says Tur B'Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel, that it's the Tur quoting Rabbeinu Yechiel. And Torah's Chatas also quotes this Rabbeinu Yechiel. So the Shiras Hayam understands that the Gra understands that Rabbeinu Yechiel was based on the Raivon. He was based entirely on the Raivon. That would make a lot of sense historically as well. And therefore, the entire Kli is going to be Mutter. So it would seem to me that the Gra is a good Mahalach, A, to how to understand the Derech HaPsak over here in Shulchan Aruch, that, and B, that the Kedera itself would be Mutter. Okay, this concludes the status of the Pat and these nuanced halachos of Tipas Cholav Shenafal Mechutz B'Kedera. There is one interesting dion in the poskim in terms of halacha l'maisa. If you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat and Gimel, Pischei Tshuva says, how are you going to kasher the Pat? We said from the Isser Ve'Eter that the pot is going to be Aser. So how are you going to kasher the pot? So it says the Pesach Tshuva, V'nira mikol makom shulisker b'simen zesh ha'kedera asura, whenever we say the kedera is Aser, let's say according to Shach, we had his chumra that the kedera is going to be Aser. Imi shel mateches ubo la'agila, if the way you're kashering it is we're dealing with a pot that is of metal and you're coming to do ha'gala, lo'y mahani kishim alenu mayim v'rasichenu, it doesn't work to fill it up with water. Because then you're not going to end up doing hagola on the outside side. Many of you are familiar that there are two ways that you could do hagola on a pot. This comes up in the house sometimes. One way of doing hagola on a pot is you take a pot and you put it into a larger pot. And the other way is to fill it up, to put the pot that's usher on the flame and have it with boiling water inside, and the boiling water run over the top. What's accomplished when you have it running over the top? So the rim also is going to be kashered as well. But here we've got an interesting shaila. Normally, that's what usually happens. Normally you have the pot is treif primarily on the inside. That's where the tarfas took place. Over here, the tarfas started on the outside. Yeah, the tipa b'chutz. So that's what this Pisrei Tshuva is discussing. How are you going to kasher in such a case when the tipa is b'chutz? So he quotes the Magen Avram, who says that's a davar pashut, that in such a case, then your only way you're going to be able to kasher it is not the way that's sometimes easier to filling up with boiling water, but rather to put it from one pot into the next. I found that in the Oz V'Hadar, they did a great collection over here, quoting from the Isser V'Heter, that the Isser V'Heter seems to disagree. That the Isser V'Heter holds that all you have to do is heat it up on the inside, and that is not enough. So the Magen Avram that the Pisrei Tshuva was quoting from in Hilchos Pesach exists, and he's quoting it from the Ma'aril. But they point out that the Isser V'Heter disagrees. The Isser V'Heter says that all you have to do is agol from the inside. What's the svara? They say the svara is as follows, that once you do agol on the inside and you heat it up, if the milk is not going to be sucked out from the other side, then it's never going to be sucked out into the Isser. So even if you, in theory, you have the milk on the outside, once you did hagala, that it sucked out enough of the milk that any meatballs is also not going to suck out. And therefore, that is going to be enough. That's the svara of the Isser V'Heter. Some point out that there might be a flag on the play entirely from the Pisrei Tshuva. If you take a look in the Tosefes HaHalacha, they quote from the Maharsham. The Maharsham says, no. The case of the Maharil was a case of a ladle, which actually segues into our next topic for today, was a case of a ladle. If we're talking about the case of a ladle there, by a ladle, then the Maharil said, it's not enough to kasher on the inside, and you have to kasher on the outside as well. Because the ladle that you use to fetch out treif soup, so then the inside got treif soup, and the outside got treif soup. But over here, you got this tipa. So then the Isser V'Heter will say is svara, that all you need to do is kasher on the inside. So they say that maybe even the Maharsham Tainas, that maybe that the Pisrei Tshuva is entirely incorrect. So it would seem that there is room to be makel, and the Maharsham is makel about kashering in such a case. Bottom line, in terms of kashering, there is a diun whether you would have to kasher the outside like you have to kasher the inside or not. And the Oz V'Hadar has fantastic Mar Makomos on that question. Zach, you had a hand?
It's interesting that we'd say in order to asher, the outside goes into the inside, but in order to kasher, the inside can't go to the outside. Maybe how come pulling hot water from the inside can't affect the outside of the pot, but an isser that falls on the outside of the pot could affect the inside of the pot?
I think the answer to that question might be in terms of mefapea. That, in other words, for hagola to work, it's got to pull everything out. To make something treif, all you need is a part of it to be mefapeh. That would be the distinction between the two. Okay, Rabosai, I want you to spend some good time on the sugya of Zeya, which is a very, very important sugya, halacha l'maisa. So I'm going to skip, I think this is the gishmaka way of doing it, I'm going to skip with you to a couple details that conclude Simin Savi Beis, and that is in Siftes. Straightforward, relatively straightforward halacha, quite straightforward halacha. And then there's a razzle-dazzle taz that we'll do, and I'll leave you off with one of my chidushim in Isser V'Heter. Not complicated chidush, but very important, I think, yisod lahalacha. So let's take a look at the taz in Siftes. The Shulchan Aruch in Siftes. Ner shel chelev. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking, it starts out talking about something that's not too common today, and that is that you have a candle that was made out of animal fat, which once upon a time was common. Asui kiner shel shava, the fat was made into wax. Shenotaf mimena tipa al kli, that a drop of it fell onto a utensil. Ein tsarach kiim greda, you don't even have to kasher the kli. It doesn't get that hot to make the kli asur. That's the psak of the Trumas Hadeshen, quoted by the Mechaber. Avo chelev mehutach, but if we're not talking about something that was made into a candle, but rather it is fat that was heated up, we'll explain shortly what the difference is. Muhutacham, shenafal mimena tipalkli, if the fat fell onto your utensil, tsarech hagola, then in such a case you need to have hagola. The Taz explains in Sifkat and Lamed, as well as the Shach, if you read carefully, in Sifkat and Lamed Ches, that what the Trumas Hadeshin is saying is as follows. When I have wax on a candle, so the candle heats up the wax, and the wax begins to drip. How hot does that wax get? So the argument goes as follows. When you're talking about wax from a candle, so then the wax doesn't get as hot as if you cooked the piece of fat itself. When you heat up the fat itself, and then that fat falls onto a kedera, then that would be mevashel, the kedera, and then there would be a requirement of agola. However, if we're talking about wax, which is hot, but it's not as hot as the chalev that was muhuta cham, that was heated up, so then the chidush of the Trumas Hadash is a shtikl chidush, because wax, for those of us who had the Avdol candles wax fall on us, it is, our hand does recoil, but nevertheless, says the Trumas Hadashin, it's not as hot. He points out the Shach and Sivkat Lamaches, that's Iroi de Nifsa ka Kiluach. That it's like an Iroi that the Kiluach is broken. And hence there's more room to be mako. The Prima Gadim asks an interesting kasha on this in terms of Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach. Let's take a look at the Prima Gadim Lamaches. V'yesh bekan koshi avana. V'kfar ama bezem min chas Yaakov. The kankos of the Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach ein mavliya kidei klipa rak greida shu pachos. He asks, but wait a second. Here we said all you need to do is rub it off. Rub the top off, the wax off. Ubesimin kufhei oshei, we did this. In kufhei hei, the Shach said that it's not maflitu mavliya ke'echad, that if we were talking about something that was transferring yisur, like hot water, from something milchix to fleishix, then if it's irish and if sakakiluach, then it won't transfer the milchix into fleishix. But if we're talking about the yisur itself that's falling on, it should need more than greida, it should need klipa. So there are different answers that are given to this question. He quotes the Minchas Yaakov that says that there's a chiluk between machal nifsak, that's mavliya kedei klipa, ubikli e mavliya kedei klipa, that if you're talking about falling onto the food, so then onto a food item, so then it would be mavashal kedei klipa, says Minchas Yaakov. But you're falling on a kli, then a kli is less porous than food, and since it's less porous than food, then we wouldn't say that it would be enough to transfer the Isser. That's how the Prima Gadim deals with that distinction. The Chachmas Adam, and this Chachmas Adam I did remember to photocopy for you, has a very important Yisod. The Nuntes Beis, halfway, oh no, I think I opened my mouth too quickly. Oh yeah, it is there. It's all the way in the back. Nuntes Beis, the Chachmas Adam suggests the following Yishuv to the Kasha. And he says that in our case, it was tipa achas. It's just one, what happened was you had a drop of wax that fell, onto the kli. One tipa is not hot enough. We do know that heat is going to be dependent on mass as well. If you have one tipa which falls on an area, then it will cool off, and the area will cool off a lot faster than something with a larger mass. So the Chachmas Adam is Mechadesh, that this case is talking about Tipa Achas. And since we're talking about Tipa Achas, so then there's not enough heat to transfer the Yisr. The case in Kufhei was talking about much larger, a quart of water. So then in such a case, then that does have the ability to be Mavliya, the Isser inside. That's what Chachmas Adam says. Now, like many Psakim of the Chachmas Adam, this again is another Yisod to put into your pocket. And that is, from this Chachmas Adam, what emerges is that something that's Tipa Achas, that's nifsak hakiluach, one could be makel on. So if a housewife calls you up, and you, of course, you remember the shach that says that we even have to be machmir benifsak hakiluach, at least according to the shach, it's not the pashas of Shulchan Aruch, but at least according to the shach, by nifsak hakiluach, you have to be machmir, says the Chachma Sadam, that's not tipa achas. If it's a small amount, there's room to be makel. So this Chachma Sadam is important, yisod, in terms of paskening shilas. Tov. Ad kan, the mechaber, and the basic diyun nifsak hakiluach. There is a world famous taz over here, a glorious taz. Yes?
Doesn't this go back to the issue that the Aruch HaShulchan Rebbeinu had with Tate Gavar about the fact that we're not viewing these things as mass related? Doesn't this open up a can of worms?
Right. This came up. Rebbeinu was teaching Yichach Masadam this past Wednesday night, and again the same thing came up.
We have those standards going.
So, right. I said to him, it was funny, I said to him, right, Rebbe has a hard time understanding the Psak Halacha. So he said, no. He says, I don't understand the whole Gemara. He says, I don't even understand the Gemara. Forget about the... He said, everything is... yeah, so...
I'm saying,
what I was coming from is that, according to Rav Neman Sal, the whole, how we pass in these Shilas is... He'll be more note to the Chumra in Hilchos Shabbos. But, so why do you want to say this is connected? Because the Chachma Sa'adam is taken into account the Tipa Achas. So that's more in Rav Neman Sal's word.
It's
closer to Rav Neman Sal's word.
Going back to Tal Gavar, they have to come up with an answer.
No, so the answer is that the Chachma Sa'adam might not be as extreme as Rav Neman Sal. The Chachma Sa'adam would say that I say it by Tipa Achas, but when you have a flow, then I'm willing to. Rav Neman Sal saying that he wants to know the Metzius in every single case. What's going to be? Chachma Sadam might not be as categorical, but you're right. It's pushing in that direction. But I wouldn't necessarily say it's a raya that the Chachma Sadam held, because Rav Neman Sal says that he thinks that even the you can't simply paskin from that Gemara, because you have to assess each situation separately. That's.
So let's say a Nisak Kilov case, or even any sort of Kilov, just. A Tate Gavar case, any sort of
Tate Gavar
case,
mm-hmm.
where we see the same thing about...
Yeah, Chachma Sadam paskens Tate Gavar. He has no problem with that.
No, so the problem we have as far as the mask is like temperature...
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Chachma Sadam will say it about Tipa Achas, but he might not say it, and that I think is the difference. Yafeh. Okay, so let's take a look at this task. With this, B'siyat Shemayim, we'll wrap up. I'm about to share with you is worth $1 million. You ready, Rabbi Yisai? Take a look at this task. Sivkat and Lamech. The Taz quotes a Ma'aril. He ends Simin Sadi Beis with an entirely new topic. And he quotes a Ma'aril in Hilchos Pesach verbatim, accurately, as we will see shortly. And he says the following, where our topic now is ladles. We're going to discuss ladles in terms of whether a ladle could aser something, how you as a Kli Rishon, or is it a Kli Sheni? And that will also have nafkaminas and Hilchos Shabbos in terms of bishul inside of a ladle as well. So take a look at this task. Kasim Maril. V'hamagil. So the Maril was talking about someone who's doing Hagola al yedei irui. So sometimes what people want to do, the easiest way to do Hagola is just to pour the hot water on the item itself, on the thing that you want to kasher itself. So he says as follows. V'hamagil al yedei irui sheshofei charoschan al akli la'agilo. So he says, the only time Irui is going to work is if you did it from the kettle itself that was on the fire. Hu anikru kli rishon. So that would be called Irui kli rishon. Va'al yishov min akli shebo roschen b'kli acher u'laros menu. But don't take a ladle and then pour from the ladle onto the other kli, because then that's already going to be Irui kli sheni. And he concludes, Achein, and this is going to be the line we're going to focus on, that the Taz is going to focus on. Achein im shoyes haklisha shoyevi mai taich haklisha vashon bay roiskin. But if you leave the ladle in for an extended period of time, and then you pour the water out, so then, says the Taz, then in such an instance, uba odu shah malinamai mesichos, that would be called doing Hagala from Irui Kli Rishon, and take a look in Ilchos Hagala when you could do Irui from Kli Rishon. You can't do Irui from a Kli Sheni, but you could do it at times Irui Kli Rishon. Atkan Divrei Hamaril. Straightforward, right? Rabbos said clarifications. So far, so good. Zach, I should say something again. Say the last part. He says that if you have a ladle that's sitting inside the hot water for an extended period of time, then that ladle is considered a kli rishon. And then if you did hagalah by pouring that hot water onto another kli, that would be called irui kli rishon.
As opposed to just scooping.
We'll see as opposed to in a second. Says the Taz, mashma, that if you took a ladle and you didn't submerge it for an extended period of time, then the Ma'aril holds, that's called a kli sheni. So in Hilchas Hagalah, that would be called irui kli sheni. Says the Taz, but that means that the Ma'aril gave us a kula that is ridiculous. Says the Taz. The Ma'aril is saying that a ladle is considered a kli sheni. Says the Taz, that's absolutely wrong. And he has some, and the Taz shows his godless over here, and proud to say this, even though a lot of times we defer to the Shach, the Taz was anakshe ba'anakim, and the Taz says, I'll prove it to you. And he begins to list 1, 2, 3 different rayas of why that's so. One of the smooth rayas is from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Rebbe taught us that if you're going to go to the mikveh, Rebbe himself had gone to the mikveh, Mashma, on Shabbos. No, interesting. So he had gone, and he told his shamish that the oil, to be sure, to put in a kli sheni, don't put it into a kli rishon. Why? Because he was choshesh that for that being mevashel l'shemen. So what did the shamish presumably do? The shamish put the kli rishon, a kli, into the mikvah, and he took it out in a second. And he said to him, be careful, don't put in that kli, take the water and pour it into another kli. According to Ma'aril, that kli is a kli sheni, because it wasn't submerged for an extended period of time. It's not mashma that the kli he was talking about was a kli that he's going to submerge into the mikvah. It was that he was taking the water out. Mashma, that if you have something, that even if it wasn't submerged, it's considered a kli rishon. And the Taz paskins that a ladle is a kli rishon. And this psak is nogea iser v'heter. That means that if you had a case where you scooped out soup and then milk fell inside, so then you had full-fledged kli rishon basar b'chalav. According to the Taz, there'd be room to be mekel and say that there wasn't bishul basar b'chalav over there. The blias are not basar b'chalav. And any other shiloh of blia that you would have due to a ladle is only is considered a klisheni according to the Ma'aril, says the Taz, but I say that the Taz is wrong, says the Taz, and it's a kli rishon and it's mevasha. Of course, this has nafkaminas and Hilchos Shabbos. This gets a shout out from the Mishnah Brura in Simin Shin Yud Ches. This comes up all the time for us, Halach Lamaisa, and Simin Shin Yud Ches Sifkat and Pei Zayin. There's no mention of this in the Shulchan Aruch itself, but the Mishnah Brura says halfway through Sifkat and Pei Zayin, this is in your booklet, Yesh Aimrim. Aval im shayer b'kli rikom meikom mitoch kli rishon. If you scoop out, if you draw out from, in Hebrew it's called a matzeket, a ladle from a kli rishon. Yesh aimrim didina kli rishon. Some say that as a kli rishon ubefrat, and specifically masha kli rikom mitocho vaday mikri kli rishon. Oh, gishmak. Every word in the Marana Chavetz Chaim is meduyek. What does he mean, bevadai? That means that the Ma'aril holds, even then, it's a kli rishon. But you should know that the Taz disagrees. Achroinim. But it's not Achroinim Hilchos Shabbos. This is Achroinim in Simin Sadi Beis. And the Nekudas HaKesef also agrees with the Taz. This is how the world says it over. And this is how the Chavetz Chaim had it. Because this is how the way the Taz had it. And this was Emes Lamita. Vanias daiti, it's no longer emes lamita. How could that possibly be? Because we were zocha now to, I think, a maril that the Taz did not have. The Taz didn't make up the maril. It's exactly the way maril has it. If you take a look, just to show you that the Taz is totally on the ball, no chiddush here. The Taz is quote in our booklet. You have the Taz in Hilchos Hagola. You have the maril. In Oz Zayin, it's exactly the way the Taz had it. But what the Taz did not have is the maril in the Likutim. There were other parts of maril that's been printed in the a new maril, and it would seem to me that the halacha has changed. Not for the way Chas v'Chalila, the reform would like to say that the halacha has changed, but based on that we now have more information of what the maril held. I found that, I think with the help of those other, They didn't say it as sharply as I'm going to say it. They just say that there is a maril in the Likutim, and this maril in the Likutim, in my mind, Linnaeus died, they threw it out to the Beis Medrash. I threw it out to the Rabbeim last time we learned, and I had Haskama from the Rabbeim. The maril in the Likutim in Oz Kuf Beis says the following. Take a look. Amar Mari Segal, that was the maril. Again, Milvad din hagola. The one exception is hagolas kelim she'ein choshev kli rishon lahagli sura rak also shen special bo b'mayim. So the maril already thought of everything, but he didn't spell it out in hilchos hagola. The Maril said that when it comes to Hechsher Hagala, you have to be Choshesh if you don't allow the ladle to submerge, that the ladle is not going to become hot enough to be considered a Kli Rishon for Hilchos Hagala. But the Maril says black on white that a ladle is considered Kli Rishon L'chol Davar Chutz Me'agalas Kelim. I am positive. We're wrong sometimes when we're positive as well. But I am positive that the Taz did not have this maril. The Taz only quoted the other maril. That's what he had. These are likutim of different mamarim from the maril. Hence, the Taz understood that the maril was saying that a ladle in general has a din of cliche, and yet he has bomb kashas. The answer is the maril had an answer to all those kashas. The maril was only being machmir in Hilchas Hagala, that he was choshesh, that it didn't get hot enough for Hagolas Kelim. But in Hilchos Shabbos, the Maril knows the Gemara in Shabbos on Mem Amebeis. And he would agree that a ladle has a din of a Kli Rishon. And he wrote it in another place. Hayotze Midvareinu, that A, there's no more kashus on the Maril. The Taz is also not silly Chas v'Chalila, because the Taz only had this Maril. And it was his requirement in Milchamta Shel Torah to say the Maril was wrong. But the Maril himself was aware, and the Maril only meant to say in Hilchos Hagala that you have to be choshesh that it doesn't get hot enough. In Kenim Advarim, we come out today with quite a chumrah. My agenda wasn't to start with a chumrah, but Amita Shel Torah comes out with a chumrah. The Mishnah Brura said Yesh Oimrim, that a ladle has a din of Kli Rishon, and some say only when you submerge it. It would seem to me that I'm not aware of any kadmon, certainly not the, and not the Maril, who says that has been klisheni. Maril's mafresh has been kli rishon, which will come out a big chumrah, and that is that if when it comes to ladling out soup on Shabbos, so what do some people say? The soup, the pot of soup is a kli rishon, the ladle is a klisheni, and the soup bowl is a kli shlishi. L'niyaz daiti halach l'maisa, one should be knowing today that the soup bowl is a klisheni, not a kli shlishi. Because we didn't find a pesach that says in Hilchos Shabbos, a kadmon that says in Hilchos Shabbos that black on white, that it's considered a kli sheni, a ladle. There is a tesis that has a suffix about this, but tesis never comes out lemaisa, that it has a din of kli sheni. The tesis has a suffix. But at the end of the day, the Maril, which was one of the Mekoros that everybody was built on, that said that a ladle has a din of a kli sheni, the Maril himself is black and white kenega that, the Taz is not guilty because the Taz only had that in Hilchos Haglos. So I would argue that the Maril was well aware of these rayas, and he agreed with all the Taz's the Taz's rayas. So it comes out that everybody comes out sparkling. The only thing that's left is that la halacha, it would seem to me that even if you found a kadmon, but the one of the strongest kadmonin that was always used was the Maril. Maril's hafuch is connected that, and it was a chumrah in Hagolas Kalim, but not Migrid Adina. Lanius Daiti, one should be machmer in that regard. Yes?
So that's even if you leave it in long enough.
Kalvachomer. Here, we're saying like this, that even the Maharil never said that if you just stick it in and take it out, that it's called a cliche. Even the Maharil didn't say that.
When you leave it in, it remains a cliche.
Right, so generally, how do most people teach the halacha? They tell people that if the ladle was in for an extended period of time, then you have to be choshesh, it's a kli rishon. If the ladle wasn't in, there are a lot of poskim who hold that it's considered like a kli sheni. And I'm saying those a lot of poskim are no one in Issur v'Heter that we're aware of. And therefore, and the Mishnah Brura, the reason why he only quoted as a yesh omrim is because I think these likutim were found even after the Mishnah Brura. I'm skeptical whether the Mishnah Brura had this Maril. But if the Mishnah Brura would have had this Maril, I don't think he would have written it in this lashon of yesh omrim. I showed this to Rav Nemtzal Shlitl a few years ago. Last time I did it, this is when I came across. It was last time we learned together, and he thought that the point was valid. Okay, Mirtzei Hashem, next time we will pick up with Zeya. So spend a couple days on Zeya. I think I would like to do as last time, unless I didn't get much strong feelings in either direction, that Mirtzei Hashem will have Chazara next week. And as we'll do Zeya Thursday. It might be a long shiur, because Zeya is quite a big topic. There's a lot in the poskim. But for Shutchem, I'd rather finish, you know, Thursday, finish the week, and so we might go even as late as 5. I've been stopping at 4:15 lately, so I'll take borrow time. We might go as long as 5, and then we'll have Chazara for a week, B'siyata D'Shemaya, and then have Bechina. Unless you guys tell me you prefer to do it the other way, plow ahead, I think now might be a good time for Chazara, and then just for a week. There were times when Yisrael and I were learning in the old days, we used to have 2 weeks of Chazara. But I think it's better just to go with 1 week, and unless people come over to me and tell me they think that I'm making a mistake, but I think that's what we should do. Okay, continue learning with the fire. Yes, Ravon.